We have escaped the confines of our big sports breakfast studio in Brisbane, and we've made it to the Botanical Gardens because for New South Wales, it's time to smell the roses. The series is wrapped up going into game number three, and a man who just loves a stroll through the garden, Loz, is your big old mate, Steve Blocker Roach. G'day, Block.
Oh, how good are the bird of paradise looking there, mate?
You're a horticulturalist, don't you, Blocky? Well, you love flowers.
I'm a hoarder. I'm not a horticulturist.
Kath would love you, finding you, walking through the park.
You know, it's very often that I do buy flowers. I don't buy flowers on Valentine's Day. You know why, Loz?
Why?
Because I don't like people telling me when to do stuff.
Ah, yes. You've never been like that, Blocky. You don't like people telling, especially referees.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Another one of my nicknames, Pat.
Made your fortune, that. Don't you worry about that.
Come on, mate. I'm licking the dates off the calendar. Better than old front rower.
Hey, Blocker, game day now. Is there a different sense of urgency within the camp? Because the series is wrapped up and there is no such thing as a dead rubber. But has it been more relaxed, the camp?
I think it's been relaxed the whole three camps, really. Just, you know, after Loz Brad took over, he sort of tipped everything on its head. And, yeah, it's been pretty relaxed. Blokes, you know, walking through parks with no shoes on and
blindfolded.
And Freddie naming the team to a robot and all that sort of stuff. But no, it's been pretty relaxed. I just hope they're hungry enough and know what it means. You know, we got a lot of young blokes in the side of Laurie Blood, a lot of them last year, and a lot of blokes who were sort of 18th and 19th man coming into the side. Just hope they're hungry enough to know what it means to win a clean sweep.
Yeah, I think you're right there, Block, because we know that Queensland, they've been under, you know, plenty of adversity, and that's when they're at their best, when the backs are against the wall and everyone's saying that they can't win. And to play at Suncorp Stadium, they usually go a lot better up here than what they do away from home. So our young blokes need to be ready for that, don't they?
No, 100%. You know, backs against the wall, the Queenslands, I know what they can do, mate. Every time that we think that we've got on top of them a little bit, they bounce back. And that's credit to them. They've got blokes who it means something to, obviously, and you know, the whole state will be behind them, and they don't want to be embarrassed in front of their own people. That's the big thing, and you know, New South Wales will have to play well to beat them. I just hope the referees put the whistle in the pocket and let them play an open game. I'd love to see, you know, as you know, Loz, like Origins, every game's different. I just hope that we see the spectacle that we expect to see and they play an open game of footy.
Yeah, I hope it's a fast game. I don't want it to be a slow game, though. I don't want to just not blow penalties and allow the ruck to be nice and slow. I want it to be a fast game. But how nice was it to see in yesterday's paper, or Monday's paper, in fact, the Queenslanders on the back page talking about if they don't perform in this game, they're all gone.
They're all gone.
How good is it when the stick and pick?
Oh, I love it.
Hey
we stick and pick. Yeah. Hey, that's what we do. But yeah, I mean, mate, it always happens when you're losing games of footy and series and all that sort of stuff. Since 1980, superstars are retired and new ones are born. Have a look at all these young blokes that are coming up now. You know, for Queensland, you know, blokes like Arrow and Ponga and all those sort of guys, and for us, Latrell Mitchell and Addo Carr and all those sort of guys. So, mate, new stars are born, and, you know, it's given New South Wales. In that first game in Melbourne, it was all about hope. I don't know about you, Loz, but I was going, mate, I hope we can win this game. Yeah. And, mate, it took a lot of guts. Laurie started it to change that side and change that culture and, you know, put new blokes in, not going with the old and bring in the new, and took a lot of guts to do it. And they did it, and then finally hope come true and they won the first one.
Yeah, I thought it was terrific, Block. I'm a bit like you. I was hoping that they'd get the result, and then once they won that one and then won game two, you can just see them grow. And I just hope we get to see them play at their best, because I think we've certainly got more points in them. But you know as well as anyone, mate, you've got to win the battle in the middle. And that's where I look at our team, and we've got a strong advantage, I believe, through the middle.
I've got to say, and not many people, it's a little bit of the elephant in the room for me, because I love this bloke. Yeah. He's a great mate of mine. And I like Freddie too. I love Freddie. Yeah. I played with both of them. It's a bit hard when you sort of, you know, he's won a series and feel real happy for it. But I feel a little bit sad for Loz. You know, I'm a big sooker in general.
No,
but
no,
I would have liked, well, my man did win a series.
That's right.
He would have won two if he'd have kept the job this year. So he still would have won the series too. But I'm happy for Freddie, but I'm a little bit sad for me old mate.
It's all about timing. We've discussed that a fair bit, haven't we, Loz? But one thing I want to ask you, mate, I know you don't want to single people out, but I'd like to know, from day one of this camp, this Origin camp, who's the bloke who's really, really come on in your eyes? Because, you know, there was a lot of unknowns. You've touched upon that. Is there one bloke who sort of think he's going to come out of this a lot better footy player?
Do you know, I'd watched Latrell Mitchell for a lot of years, and I always sort of worried about his sharpness in defence, or whether a lot of young blokes think attack all the time. Gee, I've been impressed with his defence. Mate, he's gone out there, and this kid, mate, he's 20. Have you seen the size of him lately?
Massive.
He's got rid of all that little bit of puppy fat and all that. Mate, he's going to be a superstar. Well, he is now. And what he did to Chambers in those games, you know, Chambers tried to talk him out of it. That's what happens when you get a bit older, Loz, don't you? Well, it happened for me all my career. I was always a little bit niggly and trying to butt blokes and elbow them and all that sort of stuff. But you sort of get a little bit niggly when a young bloke comes on the scene and he starts to beat you on the outside and starts to not worry about your verbaling and all that sort of stuff. I reckon that, to me, has been the best clash of the whole Origin. Nothing in the middle or nothing with the forwards. Just watching a young bloke take charge of, you know, where his destiny is.
I think you're right, and I think he's got his number. I wouldn't surprise me tomorrow if at some stage he gets shifted over the left side and they put Gagai onto Latrell Mitchell. But what about in the forwards, mate? I know you'll watch these young forwards coming through. But it was disappointing, obviously, to see Campbell Gillard get injured and miss out after only playing one Origin game. But who's some of the young forwards in this New South Wales side that you really enjoy watching?
Do you know, Loz, I've been saying it for years now, and I don't think anyone listens to me, really, but I think Jack DeBellin's got the best tackling technique that I've seen for a long, long time. Since blokes like Terry Randall and Bunny Riley and all that sort of stuff. You have a look at him, he stops blokes one-on-one. Beautiful technique. I really like watching him. He's really improved. I think Clem's come of age. I think Clem is really a leader now. And, you know, he's been around. He's probably played the most Origins for us blokes now, and he's been around for a while. But just to see him come on, I'm really happy that Vaughan's going to get his opportunity.
Yep.
But I've been really impressed with, you know, mainly DeBellin. I think he's been outstanding.
Yeah. Fantastic. Blues by how many?
Oh, mate, I don't like... One will do me. I don't like to predict big scores and that. You know why? Because it bites me on the arse. Are you allowed to say that?
You are now.
I just did. Well, that's what happens. Oh, you've got to watch what you say now, don't you? Can you hear that grinding noise?
You are a legend, Blocky. Thank you for joining us.
Good on you, Block.
Morning, mate. Hey, we know it's a big game tonight. All the best for the
Thanks,
Blues.
Thanks, Block.
I love you guys.
You're a good man.